Let us get y'all out of here.
Morning Culture is the brand. It's the Morning Culture Show. Kamal the Secret Genius.
Remo Ride.
Tyler Chronicles.
Ronnie Jordan.
Hey, man. Hey,
man.
Yeah.
Special guest.
Black superheroes.
Real
so
shit.
We got some, can we call them vigilantes in the building? Can we call them superheroes?
Crusaders.
Ministers of freedom.
Robin Hoods.
Ministers of freedom.
Yeah, all ministers of freedom.
Activists.
You know what I'm saying? This is black activism.
We have two of the most interesting people on TikTok, on goddamn IG, on Facebook, nigga. Social media going crazy. They doing a great service for the community, and we got them here on the culture. Clap it up for the boot girls, man. So we got Boo Shiesty and Boo Baby. What's going on, man?
What's going on?
Hilarious.
Thank you for having
us.
Say names.
I said y'all from
It's still hilarious.
I'm from Savannah, Georgia. Yeah.
She's from Georgia.
Okay.
That's what I wanted to know from the first video I saw. I was like, where are they from? Because I just feel like some, I felt like some Atlanta type energy.
It's real, for sure.
Real for the culture.
What made y'all start? What was the first boot y'all did? What made you say, fuck this shit?
Well, what's it?
The first boot we did was that first TikTok we did.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, we just gonna unlock these bitch.
Real.
Buy a lot of bitch.
Yeah, that seriously caught us. We was like, oh, they serious. They serious.
So they booted y'all and then y'all took y'all own shit off?
Oh, nah. They booted her. Someone else took it off, but we just bought the key. And then
niggas done went to the plug.
Yeah, I was saying, bro. What nigga were you fucking with? And you like, shit, man, I'm about to take these nigga keys and go crazy.
We didn't take it. We paid for it and everything. It was like $100. We were 50-50. So, but we originally got it from Christian, the ATLBookie.com. But they get them in flip and everything. We bought it for a flip price. Everything was $100. So, we bought it and everything. And
ever since then, we
the origin story is hilarious,
bro. Where you was at when you got booted?
At my house.
Oh,
no!
Shit.
Yeah, that'd be the worst.
That'd be the worst if you had somebody in the crib and they don't tell you about shit.
Bruh, you got booted at your own house?
Why you ain't tell
Where
about the booted?
Man, her shit had just expired.
I hate a nigga that just do it when it just expired.
He was waiting. Yeah. Nah, he was.
Well, hold on. What just expired? You all black. Tell me. What just expired?
I'm talking about just expired like 30 minutes.
Have y'all had any pushback from the boot niggas? Like, have they ever, the niggas who put the
boot on? You ain't seen the video? Was he a boot nigga?
He was a worker.
What happened?
It was their video.
What happened?
I had already scoped the place out, so I had seen him from a distance. So I was like telling the girl who called us for the service to be like, "Hey, it's a boot nigga behind us, so we finna walk around. We gonna do this the right way. Go ahead, cash out the money. So when we get there, take it off real quick. You can go ahead and slide. We can slide too." He noticed our masks, and he just came. Hey, you guys can't do this. So ever since then, she was recording. Ever since, it was all on video.
And he called the police or something, right?
I guess so.
We don't know. We got
to find out. We got out of there, boy.
Because they're not really the cops. He's like, fuck y'all, nigga. Y'all ain't 12, nigga.
Yeah. I really felt like some fire was about to flash on this nigga when he, I don't know which one of y'all he touched, but. He was
fighting over a boot with her.
He stepped on both of us.
Yeah, he stepped on both of our feet. We got nice pedicures, like real Toby BL.
I seen y'all had your feet out. They unboot with their toes out.
We don't expect no grown man, no 200-pound man to come step on our feet.
Let me tell you something about a boot nigga.
The boot nigga's the worst.
They the worst niggas on earth.
You gotta be a fuck nigga to get that job.
Fire on him though. Huh? That's one. Most of the boot niggas be strapped though.
They be rock bottom too though. They be this. That's it.
He did it.
They just
be the lamest niggas.
He would be the no DM dry.
That'd be when you look at a job and he'd be like, no experience necessary. And he'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Well, shit, let me
find out. It's like a repo nigga. Repo nigga be ready for the fight, though. They get shot at.
Oh, yeah. Repo nigga taking a whole car, you have to have.
Right. Arm in and out.
But hold on, what was you about to say, though? He ain't had no gun, but what now?
He didn't have one.
Oh, I thought you about to say something after that, my fault.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. But so when that happened, did y'all think more about like your security while you're doing these jobs?
Definitely,
Sure.
Definitely, because you know we was, I ain't gonna lie, like we keep stuff on us, but at that time, even it was a quick little 1-2, we was close. You feel me? We didn't think that shit would pop off. But
nah, for sure.
Yeah, because when she had sent the address, it had said 1 minute away. We was basically already there.
Right.
So it was just. You know,
I'll pop out
real quick.
Yeah,
quick.
I thought it was
gonna
be quick.
Don't shoot no gay nigga, cause that shit gonna be too funny.
Oh,
bitch!
It's so hot.
This bitch done jobber-ratted me.
Jobber-ratted me.
We're just coming up against the community.
Ah, nobody. No, she said we don't discriminate. Yeah. Everybody gonna charge you with
that. Right. That's what she said.
Everybody
don't discriminate. They're fine. Don't come out.
A body is a body, goddammit. Okay, where it been? But they say, okay, where you been at, nigga? Your body get laid down. Don't you touch me, nigga.
Don't put your
face down, ass.
You about to get Freddie Gibbs out there, boy.
Oh, no.
Freddie.
Oh, shit. So,
oh, my God.
Oh, we want to tell y'all how we get out. That's his fault. Bro. How do y'all meet? Yeah, I want to know that.
Nigga, no, I just slid in the DMs.
Oh, this nigga, bro.
I swear, dude, I do not like
went
you.
Went into the DM, man, because, I mean, like, no, this is what happened for real. All right, so, seen y'all on the Shade Room. Shade Room posted y'all. Then sister of mine, Crystal Clear,
y'all
hit
everywhere.
Me up.
Y'all ain't know that?
Y'all everywhere.
Y'all,
you know he's on Shade Room?
On the story? Shit, we ain't know who's on it right now.
Oh.
Man, come
not
on,
day you
man.
The day before you saw him.
Yeah, the day before, you know what I'm saying? And then... Crystal hit me. Was like, man, you got to get these girls on the podcast.
Shout out, Crystal.
And she's, you know, a real voice in the industry. You know what I'm saying? Like
directing episodes of BMF
and all that shit. So like, y'all really getting some attention. So
I want to see the movie.
When she hit me, I'm like, well, God damn it, we got to get them on the culture. And
the Boo Girls movie,
a little documentary.
Anybody approach y'all about like doing something about y'all?
Shows and
like
stuff.
Shows,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, this
should
be just like
a reality show.
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious. That's hard.
You know what? Oh,
with the pedicures out, nigga.
All right, I got an idea though. But be I ain't trying to. Niggas. I mean, shit on that idea. Right. But if
man, shit on
hire,
that idea. Shit
I'm
on
her as well. Like,
no, yeah, no, and it's a strike. So
yeah, he on strike too.
Yeah, like
you know what I'm saying?
We reality TV is asking me. So look, fuck it. Here's the idea.
I want to be working right now. I'm missing the whole check. This shit.
No, I got the perfect idea. Wait till the cameras go off. Oh my God.
It's up now.
Oh yeah, it's been up. I've been writing.
But is
all day.
Corduroy the fabric of the Boot Girls?
Good question. Is that the
it's getting hot, so.
Okay,
you know,
cool.
We might switch it on.
Yeah, I think y'all finna have the food sometime.
We always gonna have that shit on.
Oh, shit. They was like, don't play about
me.
Like,
it's fly. I'm just, it's the way
it is. Master ass out.
You don't know her ass out.
Not whole ass, but you know, summertime. Y'all
got a leg out. We got a leg out.
Y'all might have suffered a little bit.
Question. Do y'all have any merch yet? Do y'all have Shiesty masks or something y'all can sell? That the community wants to support you. Underground. We want to keep this business going because we watch y'all start a business on camera. So we want to keep. We all for entrepreneurs. Every one of us started a clothing line on this show.
All this shit is our merch.
This is our merch. But it's a merch. We got by Felicia candles. Be Goldie right there. I know you see Goldie everywhere. That's him right there. He Goldie. You know what I'm saying? So we got all the clothing lines here. So I'm proposing.
We ain't got no corduroy shit though.
That's
y'all.
Look, if we need a corduroy ski mask,
that should be itchy as
fuck.
Who wore that shit?
Y'all wore it?
Yeah, don't wear it for too long.
Nigga, your eyebrows will start.
You'll be the baldest nigga on the
street. Dead.
But you know, niggas are going to try to make that girl wear a shiesty mask tonight. Like, let's play Boot Girl tonight.
Speaking of, are y'all involved with anyone?
I
Black out.
I'm sorry. I hope so. I'm in a relationship. I'm single. Boo Girl Green is single.
BGG.
Boo
Girl Green.
So y'all
Power Rangers.
Boo Girl Green.
Boo Girl Brownie.
I feel like you should want your
side. Booty hole brown.
My man's pink and brown.
Y'all better get signed by Lil
Gotti. Y'all need to be on QC for real. Y'all need to single quick.
Yeah, we was thinking about making a song. Yeah,
we ain't gonna lie. We ain't gonna lie.
Y'all should. Yeah. It's
I like y'all's voices already. I like how y'all sound. So they sound good on the song.
Thank you.
But you know they gonna have a niggas gonna be on Pornhub being acting like they in the Boo Girls right now.
This nigga Ronnie so nasty.
I'm just saying.
If you see he doubled down. Let me come back.
I get all that merchandise shit. What about the pussy?
Oh, for real.
Great.
So
let me,
this nigga, bro.
Let me swing back around to the
I
porn.
I hang around my man friends, bro. Them niggas just love to talk shit.
Ain't finna do nothing, nigga.
Hey, wait, look, but I'm telling you, girl. I know it's a nigga at the house right now. Got a mask on the corner with a blessed ass mask in his head.
I ain't see what you're doing. I'm definitely doing shiesty.
Hey, nah, no bullshit. No bullshit.
I'm doing
shiesty, man. Hey, Roddy. This chick sent me a video the other day. She was like dildoing herself or whatever, nigga. And then I hear in the background, hey, Brooklyn, what's going on? It's Dion. It's Dion's voice in the background. She listening
to the special. She watching the nigga special.
Hey, Brooklyn, what's going on? I said, that's Dion told me.
Hey, why you playing? I done seen Finn and Pornhub, they got Wild Out playing.
Yeah, I posted one of them.
Nigga playing Pick Up and Kill It, literally, nigga.
Wild, it was Nick introducing the game. She's like, Wild, they gonna kill it, that shit. Wild, all right, y'all, this is a head-to-head battle between head-to-head it is.
Between Throaty Goatee and Throaty Goatee.
Throaty Goatee.
And Brown. So have y'all been recognized by anyone that's like, I know y'all face?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere we go.
No shit. So, we don't have your mask on is what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
All right, cool.
We got to have some.
Of course they going
to
notice.
How y'all decided to do the mask? Because that was smart as shit.
We was like, should we hide our identity? The other person was just like,
we were shy. Yeah.
But it is legal what you're doing, though, correct?
Yeah, it's legal.
How did y'all find that out?
If you just, there's no laws for it. If you look it up, there's no
last one. That's what's up. So the boo niggas is predatory, for real. They really, it's some predatory shit.
Yeah, they ain't supposed to do that shit.
Man, that's
why you can fight them niggas.
Oh, that's
niggas like, yo, if you just believe this shit ain't real.
I ain't never called a boot nigga.
How many calls y'all get a day? What's the most calls y'all done got in a day, one day?
I said about 100.
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. So, how do people know how to call y'all? Because all I saw was the video. So y'all been doing it. That was y'all first video. That was the first time y'all did it, and then y'all was like, "Let's give out the number." How that even?
We posted cards.
We had cards before the video.
Anything. Okay.
But
okay.
The video made people use the cards, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we have a business number. It's in the bio of our Instagram. They just. I don't know the number.
Our Instagram is Boo Girls and Buckhead.
There you go.
No underscore. There's a fake one, Boo Girls and Buckhead underscore. That's not us. It's Boo Girls and Buckhead.
So if a nigga calling you like, yo, I'm in Covington.
Yeah.
We're probably not going to have that bookie anywhere.
But you know what, though?
You need another branch.
Nah, listen, that's part of my...
That's the spell.
Let's get off of this creative.
Y'all need some boot lieutenants.
Oh, God. I'm telling you. Wait, nigga.
Hey, but so y'all know concert season coming up. The Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, shit.
We need some new boot girls.
Nah, nigga, Beyonce.
Yeah, don't be
honest. Beyonce
boots going crazy.
That's downtown. Yeah, that shit gonna go crazy over there, Castleberry and all that shit. Yeah, we gonna be down in Atlanta. I feel like y'all could recruit little water girls, like a water boot gang coming. We gonna form a boot gang. That's so perfect. That's hard. I'd rather give it to you than the boot company any guy. Why would you give it to the same motherfucker that put it on?
Yeah, he's trifling. What's the worst job y'all ever had?
The worst job?
Yeah. Not on a boot job, in life.
Oh, CNA.
Wendy's.
Why is CNA so bad? You cleaning up shit and all that?
Yeah.
How long you do that?
About a year.
What was the worst thing you seen?
I had to change a nigga bag.
Oh, we had a shit Lamar in there.
I'm not even supposed to do that.
Oh, you why you did it?
Shit gotta be done. I ain't gonna let him just decompose.
Decompose.
I don't think he would have, but that's funny as hell. It's thinking here. Shit to them.
I ain't gonna explain this to the
family. Oh my God.
He was in that stake and she's like,
That nigga turned to fertilizer.
Wendy's is a wild job. Like, tell people about that.
I used to work at Wendy's, though. I used to work at Wendy's.
And fried people kill your ass, bro, that first day, bro. All them different fried things.
Hot as fuck.
And if you got burnt by the grease.
Yeah.
You got to be about to fall.
Oh, no, I almost did, but like.
You dodged grease?
Yeah. These niggas are superheroes. Bro.
Yeah.
I feel like
I dodged a lot. Yeah, I could do a front flip.
No shit.
Hey, man, that's such a weird flex. That's so weird. That's so random.
She had that shit ready. She was going to say that in this interview. I don't give a fuck where it came up.
Let me tell you how
unimpressive. I got to let these niggas, I got to let the world know.
Come on, let me tell you how unimpressive one front flip will be when you see it.
Laying like Spider-Man a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, he landed in the superhero pose and shit.
Front flip, bro.
That's how they take the boots off.
Well, what if she landed and had like a back rolled up?
The build up lasts so much longer than the flip. You got to run for like 8 seconds to do one front flip.
If you do a front flip and have a perfect backwood in your hand, niggas would be like, that's what's up.
Right.
Y'all been locked up before?
Yes, yeah.
Damn. Like, for real, or y'all?
Intake. This is real intake.
I know, like 1 second is too long.
Hold the tank.
Nah, like, one second. I'm too long. I changed into the clothes. I lost 10 pounds.
You want to know what you was?
What you was in?
You was raw dogging? This nigga had a cotton ball.
Nah, she just ain't want to say it. But yeah, she was.
No.
If they gave you draws, they wasn't new.
Right.
No. Was yes.
Right.
Draws.
It was another butt in
draws.
Draws.
That was powder washing powder.
Now
I'm
the only one. Everybody been locked up. Yeah. Put on somebody else.
Oh, my God.
How long was you in there for?
9 days.
What you did?
You lost 10 pounds. You was crazy.
10 pounds in 9 days is crazy.
You stressed.
You didn't eat it all then.
You ain't gotta worry about it. We can't talk about it because
yeah,
I might be able to.
Don't say you
charged.
Yeah, I might be able to.
How long was you in?
Total like 17 hours.
That's a long time,
yeah,
too.
Man.
I did 6 hours. I was like, ooh, bitch, come get me.
No. I'm telling on everybody, bitch. You ain't even do that like
that. I was doing COVID, too. This nigga was
coughing. Nigga, I spent a life snitching on niggas.
I was like, can I get a mask? And if y'all want to know anything, YSL is a game.
That's how it started, because that was way before all this shit happened.
Let me find it.
That's how they broke up the Black Panthers.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Hey, it's funny when rappers get caught, though, be like, but check, did the paperwork say this? How is you calling this much from jail? You see, Rollo got that shit killed in a day.
Ronnie, stop talking about this.
Okay.
These niggas outside.
Yeah, they really shoot people.
Yeah, bro, they don't have nothing to do. They don't have nothing to do.
That's why I wear a pink hat. You can't shoot a big nigga in the pink hat.
Yeah, he can't be like, nah, I fuck with him. Nah, that nigga's gone.
Nah, if a nigga pull up on me, I'm be like, so, I'm going to tell you like I told the other nigga. You shoot me, it's a hate crime, bitch.
It's a hate crime.
You get double tagged. Look, you talking about got me fucked up.
Hey, has anybody called y'all that you were surprised, like a celebrity or like somebody like that you recognize? Yeah.
Cody Shane.
Okay.
Yeah. Cody
like,
Shane.
Stacey Abrams.
Yeah. What's up? I don't know who that is.
You did.
Andre Dickens. Well, we had two neighbors back to back named Bottoms and Dickens.
Bottoms and Dickens.
Nah, niggas see how y'all look. They might call y'all on some bullshit, so make sure.
Hey,
y'all be like, send us a picture of the booth.
We asked for the picture of the ticket.
Ticket got you. Okay.
Oh, so the ticket gonna let y'all know if y'all could fuck with it or not.
Yeah. But the, I mean, but it don't matter what the boot is, y'all can get it off then. So y'all don't have to see what it is.
I mean, it depends
on
the ticket. Yeah, it really do depend on the ticket.
Ticket tells us if we can take it off or not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, if y'all had some gas too, that would be a double service.
Boy, what? I just got a
Boot girl gas.
We got that girl drink.
Nigga be like, I take the boot up and I got a 3.5. Nigga be like, I will take a 3.5.
I need that. I'm stressed right now.
Yeah, you're late.
Low key. I don't know about no booty juice, but.
Boot drink. It's got hen and some little strawberry.
Like okay.
Make a milkshake called booty hole. Make a milkshake called booty hole brown.
Don't do that.
A milkshake is shit.
Y'all creative, but no.
Besides, you want Spritty Gibbs or?
Besides, you want this shit? Bro, I
want a large booty hole.
Out of pocket.
I was just staying home. This nigga's going crazy.
That's so hilarious.
Oh, man. This is fucking amazing, man. I'm glad y'all answered the DM, man.
You did. Like,
especially how this nigga looked. They
were sending me pictures and everything. We don't want to talk about all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Ski mask. Y'all getting a lot of attention. Where do y'all see this shit going? Like,
this is the beginning.
Y'all can do OnlyFans, but you might or might not show your face. I'm just saying.
We thought about that.
You got to charge $1,000 for that motherfuckers. Yeah, it got to be something real.
Talking about the uncensored stuff.
Or this boot shit. We out here. Then they got two boots. They fuck nigga.
New whole commentary.
That's hilarious.
You should have to roast a nigga till you get. Why your stupid ass part right here? Old lame ass goofy.
Nah, I be telling some. It's this nigga. He done got like four boots in a row. I'm like, write this shit.
He getting boots because his shit expired.
When they take it off.
No, he just don't register. He'll pull up and just park.
He's looking for y'all. No. That is his boot. And he put that bitch on.
Yeah,
y'all take it off.
Or
get another one. Call y'all. He just shot.
We fuck with him.
He probably say shit.
I know. He fuck with y'all too.
He like, hey.
He said he shot. He got y'all Instagram on replay.
Four boots is crazy.
Every time you get your boot, you like, y'all don't fuck with no Alfredo.
Yeah.
I can bring y'all some food. That's hilarious.
Like, I followed you home, Diamond.
Myron? Myron would definitely
have in my house.
Myron would put a boot on his shit every day.
I followed you home, Diamond.
I make sure you get home every night.
I make sure you get home every night.
Brandon was at the bottom of the stairs looking disgusting. Remember, bro.
With no mustache, nigga. Where your mustache?
Yeah. Lotion in it.
No. I don't trust niggas over there, over 35 with no facial hair. Them niggas are liars.
Nah, nigga, giving fatherly advice. So are y'all a single? Are y'all looking for someone?
Looking for a boot dude?
No.
A boot daddy?
No.
Boot daddy!
I'm looking for a rich nigga.
Hey. Okay.
To do what?
To just.
I know one.
Check it out!
To do everything.
But if this strike keep going, nigga, we.
So, hey, I don't know if y'all heard what she said, but that was some hard shit what she just said.
What she said.
Go ahead, mama.
To do everything unrich nigga couldn't do.
Mm-hmm. Unrich nigga.
That was a message to someone. I need to make sure he heard that.
Yeah.
Unrich nigga.
She got to ask someone to tell me. I told her to do this shit.
I would have one hand said, get the key.
Ex always take credit for your
niggas love to take credit for your ex. Hey, listen, though. I got some shit. All right.
he like
I'll be elevating.
You see her toes and shit. This nigga on Instagram, you seen her toes?
I told her.
Add her on to the pedicure lady. Like, that's my lady. You know.
She ain't even put the hand underneath me.
You stupid as hell. All right. Shit. Y'all gonna do a podcast eventually? Because I would listen to a Boot Girl podcast on like what happened.
Like on the way to the boot.
After the boot story. We want to do more than like more. Yeah, than
they got
shows.
They got shows in the works. You know what I mean?
We writing it.
Yeah. The podcast, you know, I might be like, "What the fuck going on?" Oh my god, they dropped the phone.
I mean,
the phone got ran over.
You can do a
15
podcast over.
Podcast.
Yeah, podcast over. That was our day, y'all. Bye.
Like, share, subscribe.
Right.
This goof ass nigga card was fake, so we put it back on. Mm-hmm.
Y'all accept all payments, though, correct? Apple, Cash App, or no?
We do Cash and Cash App.
Cash and Cash App only?
Yeah.
Okay, we got to get y'all a Cash App.
You need Zelle or something. They taxing their Cash App. Get off that Cash App, man.
Apple Pay, man.
Apple Pay, too.
Apple Pay got us fucked.
Yeah, Apple Pay can have you
fucked. Locked up on y'all?
Yeah.
Now, you can Cash App do that shit when you get a whole bunch of
Apple Pay lock up on them?
Yeah, do like one big transaction after that is over with.
Oh, damn. They do got a nice interest rate on their banking.
Mm-hmm. Or if you happen to send the same person the same amount of money.
Married and shit.
A lot
of times.
Well, I'm probably coming up on that pretty soon with about four niggas, huh?
Oh, some weed. Yeah. Apple Pay ain't good for weed, y'all.
Yeah, the weed niggas. Like,
weed or buying pussy, because it'd be the same price every time. Like, bitch, could I split it up this time? God damn. What's you gonna get me flagged?
What's the platform
trying to
about
give me restrictment? That Apple Pay, nah, I'm saying, because Apple Pay, you can.
Hilarious.
That Apple Pay, you can link your credit card to it. You know what I'm saying?
You say that on the Patreon episode.
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even
Patreon.
Say
that.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
You gotta go to the Patreon.
I told them about that. Yes, how to build your credit while you buy a vagina.
You can build and bust.
Build and bust.
That's the name of the episode.
Hey, man,
they don't teach you that over there.
That's a good method, man.
Hey, what's the school of business over there? Hey, where we taught a course?
Build and bust. How to build and bust.
I can teach a semester at least on how to buy pussy or not, and like what not to do. I feel like I can't.
I think you can raise a nigga credit too while you're doing it at the same time.
That's the part. That's the whole reason to do
you
it.
Like, yeah. Would you like to buy a lot of pussy and then buy a home?
Buy a lot of pussy.
and then buy a home? Come yeah, to but option, actually, no? I was thinking about both of those.
Right.
Actually.
Well, get off the couch and come here.
Would you like to buy pussy and rental property?
You want to get an Airbnb and get pussy in that Airbnb?
So what you good, Mom? Oh. She trying to find something?
She got a key that she dropped. She
got, let me find out the boot girl got an ankle monitor.
She got gout.
You
got no.
You booted.
Oh, yeah, them off-white motherfuckers.
That's too much juicy crap.
They European feet, not the nigga feet.
All right, I think y'all hosting clubs yet? I think
y'all gotta do the shit. Hey, they gotta do the Walk shit through. Show, bro.
I think y'all need to do the shit show. Y'all need to go to the Blue Flame host tonight.
Yeah, y'all should just go around. Right.
I think every girl should come over there with ski masks.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
The club where they be booting niggas at.
So, we be asleep by 9 for real. So,
okay, y'all ain't outside.
If they want us to come out, man, we need some money.
I was gonna ask before he said that, what do the boot girl do for fun?
I'm just playing.
Nah, you ain't playing. Women be sleeping like a motherfucker. Y'all don't play about that shit.
What y'all do for juice crap?
We eat. We like to feel pretty. And we like to get our nails and lashes.
Yeah, we like our nails done. Yeah. Lately, we've been so busy. Barely even had time for ourselves. So
nails look good, though.
Yeah.
I be hiding.
Well, I'm saying your hands. I can't see your toes. Yeah, y'all look good.
It's for you. It's not for the camera.
Even though y'all out there on the grind, y'all in the gravel and the, you know what I'm saying? Y'all still keep it tight.
So what do you have to say for
future? Maybe in the gravel parking lot, nigga.
What about future boot girls that want to do this? What y'all say?
Future boot girls.
Get off our dicks.
It might be South Carolina somewhere. You know
future what boot girls, watch your backs.
Stay strapped.
Pick
a time that's best for you.
Mm.
Rather you want to do morning or night.
So y'all don't go to the club nights like when it's nighttime and somebody's at the club and they got booed.
If we up, we will.
Okay.
What if you leaving the club? Do y'all like take your mask out like Superman? Like, oh shit. Somebody time to get out. Like, y'all leaving cute like, bitch.
Like, oh shit, we got some people to say.
I've been waiting to do that.
We got to say that.
I've been waiting to do that.
That's funny.
Y'all
can
have a cartoon like a motherfucker.
Keep
too,
my
bro.
Mask on.
Oh my God.
That nigga put a boot in there. It'd be a real boot, like a typical. Be an old Q Dog boot in there. Like,
let's save the day.
Be on a date and shit. I got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Where were you, babe? Yeah, you can't be spending too much time.
Where were you, babe?
Nothing, nigga.
My nigga.
Mind your business.
She got an oil rag wiping her hand out. Don't worry about the fuck we doing, nigga.
Oh, shit, man.
Damn, bro. That was fun, man.
We appreciate y'all for what y'all are doing, and to think about keeping doing it. I know you're making money off of it, which is great, but it is also just a good cause because niggas hate that shit.
Y'all
Atlanta, and Atlanta is the worst place for Boots. It's been all over where you can ask. People come in town and be like, damn, I be forgetting about Boots because niggas don't really do that.
I wish I could hire y'all for telemarketers. Like, I wish I could forward them to y'all or something. Like, y'all need another service. Y'all need a digital service.
Yeah.
You know them fake numbers that people call your phone, keep, man.
Oh, you know you can just pick up and say, don't call me no more. I start talking.
I'd be like, hola.
They ain't gonna call you again.
They gonna call you right back.
Well, I pick up and hang up.
They gonna call you again. You have to pick up and say, put me on the do not call list.
And then they hit me with the fake spam, like, your Netflix has been compromised. Hit this link. Nah, I'm not gonna do it.
I hate the whole ass niggas that text you and be like, hey, Johnny, I'm outside. I'm like, you got the wrong number. Well, maybe you can help me.
You outside, you'll get shot.
You ain't Johnny gonna get hurt, bitch.
Oh, shit.
I'm looking for Johnny.
So what's y'all favorite strain of weed? What y'all be smoking?
That guy.
That gas.
Well, I don't know the names to it, but
you just
a lot
want it
of
strong.
Yeah.
For sure. You like a sativa or indica? You know the difference.
She like that sleepy shit.
I just be high as fuck tweaking.
Hey.
What's a good boot girl playlist? What's a good boot girl playlist when you smoking on the way to a job?
Oh my gosh.
What y'all be jamming to?
Probably In Her Mood.
In Her Mood.
It's by Ice Spice.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In Her Mood by Ice Spice. Second. All right,
you're not a
gay
age.
G Herbo.
G Herbo.
Yeah.
No age range.
Shout out to G Herbo.
Sure. We don't know it, but it's some Baltimore nigga. We don't know. It's the only ones on.
Yeah, it was from TikTok.
I go.
Fuck is you dumb? Fuck is stupid? We loving these bitches. Fuck is you cupid?
Shout out to that nigga, man.
Y'all twins, bro. That shit's hilarious.
This is how my sons look describing the TikTok to me. Like, yeah, you don't know what this is.
Can y'all tell how y'all met? How y'all met without giving away who you are?
Shit.
I shot my friend shot.
I thought you shot somebody.
Yeah, I thought you said I shot somebody. She came and helped me.
This is my first shot. We got to end the episode.
Did you shoot your friend shot in a goofy way, or is it funny? What's the friend shot approach?
I'm dead serious. Hey, I think we'd be good friends. Shit,
that's murderer shit.
I think we'd be good friends.
Did y'all meet before that?
Nah.
Oh, like strangers, like, hey, be my friend. That's black.
People need to hear more about shit like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Y'all like black women beefing and shit.
What y'all was at? The
this was on
Instagram.
IG.
She found me online.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's dope, man.
I
meant to ask that earlier. But
and what was your answer? You were like, all right, cool.
Then we found out she do hair, and I was like, oh, I make wigs. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Bong.
The boot girl wig?
We're going to beep out. Y'all still do that?
They come with a man.
No, we don't got time for that, no.
All right, man. Hell no, man. You ain't got time to do no sewing. You got boots to take off.
I got boots to serve.
You know how much them wigs be selling, bro?
Yes, I do. My wife
be
makes wigs.
Them boot gang clicking, think I'm buying pussy.
Bro, she said they get hundreds of calls.
You got to buy the goddamn wig. Damn, the inventory list is so long. Jesus Christ. It's like, I should just get married then. And
I
just
still have
money.
Wigs on hand, but it's like, my shit wasn't even really booming like that.
You had another calling. God had another plan for you.
Hey, man. God going to move you out the way.
You had another ministry away from
you. You start wearing them wigs, in the boot videos and tagging them and naming them, them motherfuckers will start moving.
Or you can say
that dead stop you got.
Dead stop wigs.
You can get them wigs off for real.
You sell the wigs that got the ski mask connected.
You just gotta.
Who is that? Yo, hold on. Nah, because just to let you know, that wasn't your idea. I don't know, but just to let you know, we already thought this is. You just seen us go crazy when you just said that. We already.
You gonna bleep all that out.
I thought y'all was not like, bitch. We should sell the mask. She was like, that's cute.
I'm so glad you my friend.
Wait,
I'm so glad you DM me.
Y'all there. Are y'all there, though?
Well, y'all need to sell the mask with the eyelashes already on the suit.
Okay, we didn't think of that.
Put the lashes on the edge.
Hey, bro, The mask with the eyelashes on.
Oh, that's hard.
That's too much.
That's a lot. I don't care if I'm an AirPod. They on your wig. That's going to be on a class action lawsuit in 3 months. Were you wearing an AirPod ski mask?
And your brain hurt the wig with the AirPods.
Yeah, the wig, that's going to be hot as a motherfucker in the club.
Oh, man. So, yo, tell them what to follow you guys' page again.
Blue Girls and Buckhead on Instagram and TikTok.
Yeah.
You say Boo Girls
in Buckhead? Yes, Boo Girls in Buckhead. No underscore, no nothing regular.
Regular English
y'all
words.
Y'all know they are. Princess and Diamond from Crime Mob.
And ready to fight. You goddamn right they are.
Shout out to Princess. She came out to the bank last night. They kicked off the bank's first comedy show over there with Grand Street.
Yeah. Oh, Princess was out there?
Princess came, pulled up, man. But I've been knowing them since they was teenagers. She was, we used to watch that Bad Boys comedy tape on the tour bus. I was like, I don't feel old. Thank you.
I don't feel old.
I come in the clutch.
Yeah.
Is it that time, brother?
You got the comments of the week.
Somebody said that y'all might be the two girls from Snow on the Bluff.
Cooking up crack? The ones that was being sent?
Yeah.
Oh,
EJ,
that's really crazy.
Yeah.
No.
EJ, you knew exactly who you was talking about.
We didn't stop being sent.
The two girls that got down, set shit up.
We didn't stop being sent by nobody. We are our own bosses, okay?
You know what I'm talking about?
White, we were not being sent.
They white hat sisters.
Hold on, I might not know how old y'all are if y'all know about that shit.
Snow on the Bluff is a good smoking movie, though. That beginning part, I was like,
Why the Ride Rose put me on that shit and had me thinking it was real?
Bro, I thought that shit was real.
I think when the white people started saying what kind of drugs they wanted, I was like, oh, he finna rock.
45 minutes.
She was like, get us 6 rolls, get some coke. He said, I get y'all some cocaine and everything. I said, that's gonna get killed. I had my blanket up to my brother. I was like, oh, this is a scary movie. He's in the room. I get y'all all that shit. I said, he's not going to get all those jokes.
Too quick, bro.
Give me that mother. And nigga was doing the pistol like, give me that motherfucking shit. I said,
He said, where you live? Right there, right that corner?
Give me that
camera.
Nigga had the camera on the whole time. I stole the motherfucking shit.
Whatever you do,
how you work that motherfucker? Like, did you get the charger too in the tripod, nigga? Mm-hmm. This nigga bought, he stole memory cards and everything, didn't he?
Hey, what's y'all favorite spot to eat at in London?
You can get them knocked, nigga.
Yeah, they might want to keep that low. Don't say that. Don't answer that.
I mean, Slutty Vegan. Shout out to Slutty Vegan, goddamn it. She finna get married over there and get married to
him. It could be.
That's how you do your sponsorships.
Culture comments. So, not live right now, but when we do our episodes, people go on the live and they roast us. They love roasting us. We call it culture comments and they read them at the end. So this one is from Gray Squad ENT.
Gray Squad.
Ronnie ass out here failing taste tests on purpose.
Sample king, nigga. I had Shannon Mark in a chokehold. I had all the food courts in the city all fucked up.
Yeah, tell me. That's
hilarious. I'm like, they got them fucking y'all up over there at the PK.
Let me follow y'all before I forget.
Is it on Kamal?
Yeah, that seemed like it. we like to end the episodes with a segment.
Oh, it is? it's a fake one. That's why y'all said that.
Yeah, they said
it. It come up first.
No underscore.
Damn, they got the algorithm.
They already got y'all on the fake shit?
Yeah.
It's probably one of them boot niggas. I got it.
That's the nigga. No, titties in the purple shirt. That would try to fight y'all.
Breasticles.
That nigga.
Breasticles.
Right. Sorry.
Oh, no, you good, brother. We like to end the shows with with a segment we call Secret Genius Life Coach, where I give the people some words of wisdom. Get through the week, get to the next episode. I'm Kamal, the Secret Genius. The words of the week are this. Cancel that free trial, man.
Don't talk to me like that.
Facts, bro. Cancel it. You ain't even really want that shit to begin with. You getting $2.99 and $3.99, $7.99 to death. And Apple take them all at the same time. And you be like, what the fuck is this? You look at your shit and you got 17 subscriptions that you did not cancel. Go ahead and cancel that shit, because it's still going to last through the trial. You can cancel it as soon as you sign up for it.
Right. Real talk. And two of them is editing software that you never use.
Man, right. That's all I got, man. Cancel that free trial.
And I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's the dollar that's collapsing, but a lot of women got a free OnlyFans right now. So get on
that. Yeah, they do. Yeah, man. I heard. I heard they do. Oh, God. That's what the streets say. I didn't know Twitter was that
hard. No, Twitter's all, that's all
Twitter
you need.
Twitter is terrible. I didn't know Twitter.
That's really all you need.
Twitter is porn.
That's really all you need.
Yo, my son, we get my five. Don't hit that bird, baby.
So don't hit that bird, baby.
More Than Culture is the brand. It's the More Than Culture show. Come on, the Secret Genius, Remo Ride, Tyler Chronicles, Ronnie Jordan. Special guests, the Boot Girls.
Gang, gang.
We out.
They single, y'all.
Black entrepreneurship.
You get.